it's time for sports on WRCO Radio with a look back at home talent baseball from yesterday in the North. It was the first round of playoff action quarterfinals. Black Earth got the win against Mazamani 7-5. Ashton 15-0 over Reedsburg. Cross Plains 5-3 over the Dells. And Middleton got the win against Sauk 10-0. Next week in the playoffs, Cross Plains will play at Middleton and Black Earth at Ashton. In the West yesterday, Arena with a loss in 10 innings. They fell to Belleville 3-2. It appears Arena will be back in Belleville for a first-round playoff game coming up on Sunday. Hollandale 5, Dodgeville 2. Hollandale was a winner 11-5 over Muscadet in the later game. Blanchardville 12, Ridgeway 4. Verona beat Wyota 13-1. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb over Schulzburg-Benton 7-3. In the East, Columbus 10-2 over Ryo. Monona 27, Cottage Grove nothing. Montello 7-6 over DeForest, and Sun Prairie beat Poinette 6-1. In the Southeast, McFarland 19-3 over Cambridge, Fort Atkinson 5, Albion 1, Jefferson 14-0 over Lake Mills. Utica beat Evansville 6-1, Stoughton 10, and Footville 3. State American Legion Baseball continuing in Prairie du Chien for the 19U State Tournament games on Sunday. Horicon defeated Athens 5-0. Campbellsport 4-3 over Prairie du Chien. Stratford 13, Gays Mills nothing. And Little Chute got the win against Westby Coon Valley 6-4. Games will continue today. Campbellsport versus Gays Mills. First pitch time at 9 this morning, followed at 11:30 by Horicon versus Westby Coon Valley. And Stratford plays Little Chute this afternoon at 2. The state tournament will culminate tomorrow in Prairie du Chien. Over the weekend, the Simon Sharks celebrated their season with the end-of-the-year awards banquet. Among the awards given to swimmers was to the high point scorers. For the 10-and-under girls, Elsa Norte finished third place. Harper Adler scored the second-highest amount of points. And Zaylee Kelman was the high point scorer with 96 points. Carson Earhart had the third-most points for the 10-and-under boys. Bennett Heisel was second. And Emmerick Kelman was the high scorer with 136. Lauren Chambers was the highest-scoring swimmer for the 11-and-older girls with 165. Cameron Keene was the second-highest scorer, and Leah Chambers had the third-most points. Clancy Hying was recognized as the highest-point scorer for the 11- through 18-year-old boys with 105 points, followed by Levi Fretz in second place and Luke Fretz in third. Veteran swimmer Moray Wright was recognized for completing his 10th year with the Sharks. Five-year plaques were awarded to Jewel Fretz, Sophia Kramer, Andrea Ortiz, Madeline Ringelstetter, and Morgan Worthington. Bruin Babel was recognized as the Rookie of the Year, while Danielle Worthington was the most improved swimmer, ages 10 and under, and Sophia Kramer was the most improved for the swimmers who were older than 11. Jacob Mizorowski held the Angels to just two hits in seven innings, but one of those hits was a two-run home run in the second. That was the big blow in the Angels' 3-0 win over the Brewers Sunday. Milwaukee was held to 5 singles. In the game, the Miz had trouble getting comfortable on the Angels' pitching mound.
Yeah, it was awful. It was probably one of the worst mounds I've had. It was dry, it was rock hard, so you know I had the guys out there fix it 3 times, and you know we got it back to being decent, but yeah, it was awful. It was bad.
Milwaukee was held to 5 singles in the game. The Brewers return home to open a 4-game series against the Pirates tonight. Brandon Sproat is the scheduled starter. Elsewhere in interleague play, Philadelphia 8-0 over Baltimore. St. Louis beat Toronto 5-1. Cleveland 5, Arizona nothing. The Yankees 2, Cubs 1. Colorado 8-1 over Kansas City. Boston beat the Dodgers 8-4. In the National League, Atlanta 4-2 over Washington. Miami 2-0 over the Mets. Cincinnati 10, Pittsburgh 2. San Diego 5, San Francisco 4. In the American League, the White Sox 9, Tampa Bay 1, Houston 7-3 over Texas, Seattle 7, Minnesota 6, Detroit 11-0 over the Athletics. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has returned to practice after the team removed him from the PUP list Friday. Kraft is just working out individually so far. Coach Matt LaFleur says they'll take things slow with one of Green Bay's top offensive players. Yahoo Sports reports number 85 could be involved when the Packers and Arizona Cardinals hold a joint practice on August 26th. LaFleur's top goal is to have Kraft ready to go for week one of the NFL season. Also in sport news, Wisconsin native Tony Romo will not be on the air right away with CBS after the recent OWI in Milwaukee.
Burlington native Romo was arrested last week by Milwaukee County deputies for first offense operating while intoxicated. CBS Sports announced Friday that Romo is on leave until further notice. A first OWI is only a citation in Wisconsin, so no criminal charges have been filed. Romo is usually on CBS's main NFL commentary team. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A nationwide study finds the University of Wisconsin Athletics among the most valuable programs in the country. TheAthletic.com conducted the study in each of the last 2 years. Wisconsin rated 8th in the 18-team Big Ten and 19th among all colleges. The study considered net revenue, brand power, conference value, and other areas. The Badgers are valued at $922 million. For comparison, the Minnesota Gophers were valued at $562 million. Less than 100 days away from the start of the next season, and the Wisconsin men's basketball team still has an open spot on its roster. Speculation is centered on the Badgers bulking up the inside game, but that may have changed. A Colorado judge has issued a preliminary injunction granting eligibility to all college players who are in the high school class of 2022. That opens the door to guard Braden Carrington, who hit 40% of his three-pointers last year. With sports, I am Phil Neath.